Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 30th, 2024. Questions about spiritual work, 66. Question: we must attract the light of Hochma within reason. How can we check in the 10 that we do it for true reason? Answer: it is only with the help of the light of Hasadim when you want to bring everything to life with this light. Question: what is the difference between attainment and knowledge? Answer: when you are talking about full attainment or full knowledge, there is no difference. But when we go through the stages of spiritual attainment, there is a difference between attainment and knowledge. Question: the sources say that there are many paths in the Torah. Does this mean that every soul has its own path? Or are there many different paths to the goal in Kabbalah? Answer: no, in the end we must all connect and move along the same path to achieve complete correction. Question: is it possible to say that the Ten in itself is a righteous man? Answer: no, the Ten must reach a state where they will be united and be called righteous. And at each degree, it will be like a different Ten. So it's every righteous person will always look different. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 16, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam: why we need to extend Hochma. Any situation can be turned into a joyful one. Question: three people were hauling rocks. They were asked, "What are you doing?" One wiped the sweat from his forehead and said, "Breaking my back." The second one said, "I am earning money." The third said, "I am building a temple." Of course, the work was easier for the one building a temple. The question: is it possible to turn any situation, even the most difficult, into a joyful one? Answer: you can turn any situation into a joyful one. Because, basically, life is endless, the universe is endless. We do not understand where we are or what we are. We can always imagine the next goal, which is higher than the present state. Question: so you call this a sequence of setting goals? If I set a goal in some situation, am I already moving joyfully toward it? Answer: yes. Question: is it necessary to build a temple all the time? Answer: yes, it gives a goal to set. Question: is this even a principle? If something is hard for you, set a goal and move toward it? Answer: yes. Question: is it possible to work hard and build a temple? Can I feel that I am breaking my back and building a temple at the same time? Answer: no, there must be one thing before you, either the desire to free yourself from the yoke or the desire to build a temple. If I am building a temple, it is not hard for me. Question: is it possible to earn money and build a temple? Answer: there should be only one goal. Question: can they be together? Answer: no, nothing will help. This has been proven for thousands and thousands of years. Question: it means that if I am building a temple, it wins over everything else for me. Today, the majority of humanity is in the first two states, either they earn money or they break their back. How can we get closer to building a temple? Answer: there must be a goal. Nothing else. Question: how can we inspire humanity with a goal? Answer: show an example, and this example should be contagious. Question: should this example radiate happiness, elevation, and joy for a person? Answer: of course yes. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 4, 2023. The voice of children engaged in Torah. And who is the one who sustains the world and causes the patriarchs to appear? It is the voice of the children who engage in Torah. Because of these children of the world is saved, Zohar for all, the flower buds. Question: how is the world saved through the voices of children engaged in Torah? Answer: their voice is heard, signifies the emergence of creations. This is the highest stage in the current development of the soul. Therefore, Everything that happens is for their sake. The voice of children engaged in Torah refers to the embryos that are now beginning to awaken, like infants. They have reached a level of similarity to the Creator, that through their voices, their reactions, they resemble Him. From Cab TV's introduction of the Book of Zohar, January 7, 2024. Spiritual compensation. Question. It is written, he who could guard the harmful must compensate the harmed with the best kind that one has. What does it mean to pay compensation in spirituality? Answer. Just as it is customary in our world when we have to pay for all crimes and defects. To pay means to replenish. Usually we pay by asking the Creator for corrections. Meaning, every incorrect action by which I caused harm, I have to compensate by correction. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 9, 2024. Writings of Balhasulam. The difference between core, self, and added abundance. A true righteous. Similarly, if the collective is adhered to a true righteous, who has already been awarded knowing, the collective can do things with faith. Balhasulam, Shemati 149. Why we need to extend Hochma. The true righteous inside a person is a quality where one only wants to help others, to bestow. This is what is called righteous in a person. The collective in a person is a state where he is caring for the whole society and is ready to sacrifice oneself for it. Knowledge of the righteous and faith in the collective within a person are practically the same thing. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 16, 2024. The writings of Balhasulam. Why we need to extend Hochma. What level does Havayah belong to? Question. When we first cross the Muxam, do we receive the spiritual vegetative level? Now are we at the animate level? Answer. The animate level is not as small as you think. That is a very serious level. We are yet to leave the domum, the still level. Comment. I want this to happen as soon as possible. My response. As soon as possible? Then you have to make an effort. Question. It is clear that the still level is the fundamental level of support of a form in the universe. What level does I did not change my Havayah belong to? Answer. This is the general level. The four letters of Havayah mean the four levels of creation, Domum, Samach, High, and Madaba, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 11, 2024. Writings of Balhasulam. Still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. Hold on to each other. Question. The Creator twists and turns us, and raises us. What is the solution for a tent to become like an embryo and understand what He is doing to us? Answer. You must decide to hold on to each other and turn together. Whatever the Creator does, let Him do what He wants, but you do not let go of each other. The most important thing everyone should receive from the Ten is a willingness to connect into one single system called a Kli. Under your general pressure, this system will move toward the Creator until it catches Him itself. That is your task. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 12, 2024. Writings of Balhasulam. To discernment in attainment. See, hear, act. Many Kabbalistic articles write about hearing, sight, and action. Hearing symbolizes the quality of Bina, sight is the quality of Hochma, and action is the quality of Malkhut. Action in spirituality means that a person acts like the Creator, becomes His ally, His partner, and thus begins to participate in full force in creation by oneself. At the same time, such phenomena as sight and hearing are also types of communication with the Creator. Communication is carried out either through Bina, hearing, Hochma, sight, or Malkhut, Action. The gradation is as follows: Bina, Hochma, Malkhut. The fullest, strongest connection is through actions. These include any actions of a person by which he wants to become like the Creator. When we say to see and to hear, we do not mean to see and hear with eyes and ears. That is about internal hard work. Seeing, hearing, and acting are different types of inner connection with the Creator. Comment: it is difficult to understand what it is until these feelings develop. My response: feelings will come gradually. First of all, it is necessary to develop internal spiritual organs. Question: what should I do now, while I do not have these kelim, vessels, these feelings? Answer: read the book of Zohar, try to penetrate it, and then you will develop feelings through it. Question: are there any other methods? Answer: no, because what you read must pass through your efforts into feelings, which you direct at the Creator with the help of the same efforts. From Cab TV's Introduction of the Book of Zohar, January 7, 2024.